Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Just found out the other day that what he's talking about in that song is his own mother. I always swore it was Mary, Jesus' mother. I always thought that. I swear I did. I just read the other day that he dreamed about his mom coming to him in a dream and telling him something important, and that's why he wrote that song. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You probably always wondered that, didn't you,
Kim? I did. I'm so glad you cleared that up.
I mean, if Carl Middleman's here, he'd be looking at me like, of course that's what
Everyone knew that, Kim.
Everybody knew that.
You're the only one who didn't know that.
But Carl's not here this morning, so I have to be your rock music historian briefly. And I just found that out yesterday, or a couple days ago. I was reading that. That's pretty funny. Anyway, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
It's Friday. Short week. That's pretty cool.
First business cast of 2025.
That's right. You know, we've got a big snowstorm headed this way, and that's all people here are focused on. They're worried about Monday at this point. They're skipping Friday, and they're looking ahead to Monday because some of the kids, my daughter's still out of school. She's not supposed to start school till Tuesday of next week.
Wow.
Which is probably a good thing, because my guess is any school that's open here Monday will probably be closed. They're talking about 8 or 12 inches of snow just to the north of St. Louis.
Woo! We're only getting like an inch or two where I'm at, so it won't be nearly as bad, but just enough snow to be a pain.
Yep, of course. It never fails. Most of it's going to hit Saturday night into Sunday, so just screw up some church services on Sunday. No doubt about that.
We'll stay safe.
Yeah, we will. What's going on out there?
So futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 151, the NASDAQ down 30, and the S&P 500 down 13. Tesla said its China sales rose 8.8% to a record high of more than 657,000 cars in 2024, a strong performance in a competitive market in a year when its annual global deliveries fell for the first time. In 2024, Tesla delivered nearly 37% of its cars to customers in China, its second largest market, based on the sales figures. Shipments to China of foreign-branded smartphones, which does include Apple's iPhone, fell by roughly 47% in November from a year earlier, government data shows. Calculations from the China Academy of Information and Communications Technology says that foreign brand shipments decreased to roughly 3 million units from roughly 5.7 million units a year earlier. President Biden has decided to block Nippon Steel's $14.9 billion takeover bid of U.S. Steel. That was reported on by the Washington Post. The White House is expected to announce Biden's decision as soon as today. Skydance Media and Paramount Global are defending their planned $8.4 billion merger, urging the FCC to dismiss opposition from critics, calling them unwarranted and meritless. The Center for American Rights petitioned the FCC in December to block the merger, citing concerns about foreign influence on U.S. media stemming from China's Tencent Holdings investment in Skydance. Apple TV Plus is offering a 3-day promotion for those wanting to stream shows and movies. The platform is offering free access to all users starting today and ending Sunday in honor of the new year. And finally, researchers have found that dogs really do like that silly, high-pitched voice their owners use to talk to them. This is because the communication style mirrors the soothing tones puppies would hear from their mothers.
No kidding. So when my daughter comes in and goes, oh, little baby, and she collapses on the floor talking to the dog appreciates that.
The dog loves it.
I feel like these studies are just so that it makes you feel better about what you're already doing.
Because nobody knows what the dog thinks.
No
How
way,
can you know what the dog thinks?
Well, there's ways to know what a dog is feeling based on what their tail is doing, what their face is doing. I mean, I personally would love it if someone talked to me like this. Like, oh, you beautiful thing, best journalist ever.
Come here, little Nicole.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's how somebody talked to you when you were a puppy?
Well, I'm just saying, puppy or not, you wouldn't like someone giving you compliments like that all the time?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, but it's more the tone, I thought. It's the high-pitched tone, like, the, oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, but you're usually saying sweet stuff right along with it.
You're so like ugly.
You big pain in the butt.
That would make it.
It softens the blow if you do it in that voice.
Noted. All right.
There you go.
I'll keep that in mind for future broadcasts.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Nice. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Talk to you Monday. We may be snowed in, but we'll talk to you Monday. I see people online are saying on Facebook that Ron wrote in here that his wife's work has already scheduled off for Monday. And
nice.
Some places are saying just transfer the phones and work from home. Think we could do that?
I would love that.
What do you think, Ethan? No, not going to work?
No.
Somebody's got to be sitting where you're sitting
exactly.
to push the buttons.
Well, it sounds like Ethan could come in. You and I could work from home.
I volunteer as tribute.
Well, I'll point something out here that of the two people in the studio here who carry the title of host, only one of us has the ability to work from home because they never gave me the equipment. But
wow.
Kim, on the other hand, has the equipment at home where she could broadcast from home.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
Where's that bias coming in there?
Looks I'll see you guys
equipment.
On Tuesday then.
Yes, indeed. Mark will have to be down here. I'll just put it in four low and I'll mope. Power on through.
Might take us an hour to get here, but we'll
get
here.
That's right. We'll kick the diesel into high gear and power through Monday morning. Don't you worry. This story came to my attention from the Webster Groves School District. If you're not paying attention to what's going on in our schools, shame on you, number one. We have lost St. Louis County, just so you know. When I collectively say we, I mean people with common sense. It may be time to leave St. Louis County if you live there. It may just be time to throw in the towel and leave. We all know that Webster Groves is crazy progressive. It's headed that way. We've known that for a while. Kirkwood, same way. But here's what's happening in your schools. They've hired a new superintendent in the Webster Grove School District. This is coming from I was alerted to it from a post on Twitter by Corey DeAngelis. Jana Parker, it says here, has been announced the next superintendent of the Webster Groves School District. He went to the trouble of digging up some of the recent tweets from the new incoming superintendent of the Webster Grove School District. I'll just read a couple of them to you, but the highlights are white fragility is everywhere. Now, Jana Parker appears to be a white female, clearly, you know, has the weight of the world on her shoulders as a white progressive liberal. White fragility is everywhere. It's time for white people to understand their whiteness. And Dr. Seuss was a racist. These are just a couple of the deep thoughts of the new superintendent who's coming into the Webster Grove School District. I hope you're proud of that. And if your kids go there, you should be deeply concerned that your Board of Education would make a decision like this. Here's one of the tweets from Jana Parker. No one becomes not racist. Despite a tendency by Americans to identify themselves in that way, we can only strive to be anti-racist on a daily basis, to continually rededicate ourselves to the lifelong task of overcoming our country's racist heritage. This individual is going to be in charge of your child's education if you live in Webster Groves. It's embarrassing. White fragility is everywhere, but does anti-racism training work? A training institute or workshop will never be enough. Here's another one. This is from June of last year. It's time for white people to understand their whiteness. Here's one from June of this year in Kirkwood, Missouri. As a white educator, we have a responsibility to not be colorblind. While you may think the intent is positive, the impact has significant consequences. And here's probably the deepest thought by Jack Handy here. kids are not falling behind. Kids are not losing learning. Nothing deeply learned is ever really lost. Losing or behind is simply accepting our measurement of kids against a white, upper-middle-class, neurotypical ableist.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this might be the most woke human being I've ever met in my life, and they've just hired her at, what, a couple of hundred grand a year, I'm sure, to be the superintendent of the Webster Groves School District.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, look where Kirkwood's gone, Webster Groves. In fact, Kirkwood's getting a new superintendent, and that is the current superintendent
from Francis Howell,
which is very odd to me.
Yes.
Probably because there's been controversy with the bathrooms and the locker rooms and everything in Francis Howell, and he's like, I'm getting the heck out of here and going to Kirkwood, where that nonsense is more accepted, where people who think they're girls, even though they're actually biological boys, can use the locker room or the bathroom, and they're not going to get as much pushback.
That's exactly what I suspect is the reason that he left. Plus, he's going to be making probably 250 grand a year. It probably pays more. I mean, I don't know all the reasons behind it, but you need to understand that the bias in schools comes from the very top. People do not get promoted to the position of superintendent or assistant superintendent or any of these assistant positions unless they are completely woke these days. And it filters down to what your child is taught in class. And if you live in Webster, I feel sorry for you. I really do, that they're going to be subjected to that crap. All right, coming up, we're going to get to other news with Kim this morning in just a couple of minutes. We got Congressman Eric Burleson coming up next hour to find out how he's going to vote today when Congress elects a Speaker of the House. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.